Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Do you have AT&T on your phone? Like your carrier for your cell phone?
Yeah.
Did you have, were you part of this whole West Side outage from AT&T yesterday?
I don't know. That would require me using the phone.
That's right. I forgot. You don't use the phone.
I don't really, talk to very many people on any telephone.
I actually had a couple of people that, that I was, getting information from and talking to and, making plans with and what have you. And they were on the West Side and they have AT&T. And one of them actually called me from, get this, a landline.
No.
I didn't even know those existed anymore.
I have a landline.
I know you do.
Hardly ever rings. And when it does, it's usually a telemarketer.
It's a telemarketer. And they think that you're 87 years old because you've got a landline at home.
Yeah. Or they think I only speak Spanish.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I bet the only people who had landlines anymore were like businesses. And even at that, mm-hmm. I went down the street here the other day to that really super duper ice cream place. What is it called? Fahrenheit something.
32?
Yeah, something like that. No, it's not Baskin Robbins. It's like
Fahrenheit 32,
is
right?
Is it 32?
Because it's below freezing.
Is it?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't care.
I don't know the name of it. Anyway, it's this really, high-end ice cream place.
Yeah, it's that rolled ice cream thing.
Yeah, and very good ice cream, by the way. But they don't have a landline.
Yeah, I know. No, more and more businesses. I called somebody the other day to look at my washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that the first three digits was like 204.
Right.
Which is usually a cell phone.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, no, you're right.
So many businesses don't have landlines anymore. And so, yeah, one of the gals that I was talking with, she was like, I had to go to three different places to find a landline mm-hmm. to call you. Because who's going to hand over their cell phone? I mean, really, I guess landlines are kind of like, it's kind of like cash. They're like, well, how much damage could you possibly do?
Right.
Especially since you can block outgoing long distance calls.
And you can't really run off with it.
Right, yeah.
I mean, sure, maybe you could run off with a cordless handset, but that's about it.
Yeah, but it's not going to do much without the base.
You're not going to take it somewhere and have them break into it and then sell it to a pawn store or something. So yeah, no, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, it was really weird and she was like, "It took me forever to find somebody with a landline." And then you have to explain to some of these young kids what a landline is.
Yeah.
It's like explaining what a record is,
right, right.
Or an 8-track.
A record. Hey, man, they told me it'd be expunged. No, listen, kid. Listen.
Not that kind of record.
Listen, no.
But, yeah, so apparently it was like, a thing. It was a nationwide thing. AT&T was having trouble yesterday with their services.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, on the West Side, apparently it was a big deal.
Really? Why the West Side, though?
I don't know, because you people.
We always get everything. Waiting for those Facebook comments.
I know.
Let me guess, on the West Side. Oh, stop it.
It seemed to be mostly on the West Side that people were affected.
Quit being so jealous and worry about your own part of town. Right? I mean, it never fails.
Yeah, it is. It is. It always is. How come the South Side doesn't get anything?
Yeah.
I live in the Northeast.
Nobody
we never get
cares
nothing.
About the Northeast. You're right. Deal with
it. I know. Next story. Cool story, bro.
Right?
forget that you don't use your phone.
Yeah, no, I hardly ever. Yeah. I mean, either landline or Sally.
Yeah. Which drives me crazy, because sometimes Monica will be like, I need a question answered, and she'll text me, and she'll be like, what do you think Michael say? I'm like, I don't know, text him. I did! He's never answered. He never answers his phone.
Right.
I'm like, hello.
Yeah, no, I rarely ever pick up the landline to begin with. It usually always goes to the voicemail.
Yeah.
Or whatever it's called. Oh, answering machine.
Answering machine, wow!
Yeah. You know what those are, right? Have you ever heard of those kids?
I've
Google
seen
it.
Those in 80s movies.
Yes, In fact, I still have the tape that goes, nobody's home.
You're kidding.
Nobody's home.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. I keep it right next to my Victrola. Google it, kids.
And you look it up before you take your Geritol.
That's right. Although right now, I've been taking a whole lot of Doane's pills. Google it, kids.
Deftones.
Kiss FM.
All right, where the party be at?
There's no birthdays.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
Yeah, that chick from Law & Order.
Oh, okay. Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah, her.
You told me no.
I never said anything.
I told you about that.
Quit giving away our secrets. Don't be pulling the curtain.
I told you I had some birthdays and you're like...
I know. And still, she keeps going. After I told her not to give up secrets and pull back the curtain, she's still pulling back the curtain. Look, the emperor has clothes.
He does?
For God's sakes. 53 years old.
She's a pretty girl.
Yes.
You know, her mom is Jane Mansfield.
Yes.
She was.
That's right.
She was like the... They used to call her the working man's Marilyn Monroe.
She was 60s goddess.
Yeah.
Jane Mansfield.
Yeah.
By the way, when is it pronounced Mariska?
Mariska.
When she got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame back in 2013, they placed it right next to her mother.
Oh, how nice.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. And her dad was like this famous bodybuilder. What was his name?
Probably whatever her last name is.
I think it was Mickey.
I don't know. I have no idea who her father was.
Yeah, he was like this kind of like an Arnold Schwarzenegger type from around here.
Right.
And was like, you know, like a 60s bodybuilder.
I kind of figured with the last name Hargitay. he wasn't from around here.
Yeah, she's so pretty. I just like her.
Kiss FM.
You know how the new county judge decided the county is going to spend almost $2 million to fix the elevators at the courthouse?
Yes.
And according to the El Paso Times, he said that sometimes the elevators inside the courthouse have issues.
Oh, yes.
And he thinks it's time to modernize it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big waste of money. Let me tell you why.
Why?
It's not mechanical. It's ghost assist. That's why, my friend. It's ghost assist.
How do you know that?
Well, don't you remember, like, I want to say 2010 mm-hmm. or so? That paranormal group, Ghost El Paso.
Right.
They ghost busted the courthouse.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
I forgot about
Remember?
That. Yeah.
They ghost busted the courthouse, and they found numerous paranormal things going on in mm-hmm. the courthouse. And one of them was the elevators doing whatever the heck they wanted, even after they had been locked down.
I remember that. Oh, my God.
You remember that? They would move on their own from floor to floor, even after they had been locked down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. See, it's not mechanical. It's ghost assist.
Well, so how do you fix that?
Well, you don't. I mean...
You have to have an exorcism, apparently.
They live there. That's that's their pad. You're not going to fix it.
They live
you can
there.
Spend $2 million on the elevators to modernize them, and the ghost assist are still going to make them do what they want them to do if they want to go from the fifth floor to the second floor. You know? It's true. It's true. As a matter of fact, do we have any El Paso County Courthouse employees listening right now at 880-9393?
I know we do.
Tell me about all the ghost stuff going on at that courthouse, because I understand there's quite a lot of activity goes down in that place.
There is. When I was a kid, because my dad's a lawyer, and when I was a kid, I used to do, you know, errands to the courthouse for him. And one time I was on this one floor, and it was kind of late in the afternoon, and I heard some footsteps behind me, and I turned around to see who was behind me, and nobody. And I was like, what's weird, you know? So I'm walking around, and I realized there was nobody on that floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
oh, but there was.
Yeah.
You just couldn't see it.
Let me tell you something. I have never race walked so fast in my life. To the elevators, and I'm standing there. I'm tapping my foot. I'm like, please hurry up.
And then you go to an elevator.
I know.
Oh, my God,
I didn't know about the elevators.
They know about the elevators.
I know. I didn't.
That's why no amount of money that any county judge wishes to spend on those elevators is going to help any.
Yeah, it's true. Because, you know, here's the thing about the courthouse. It's been the courthouse for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got all of these. And, of course, it's downtown.
And it's, never mind what it was before. I mean, the land that it's on.
Well, you know, Indian burial ground.
I mean. So, no, really, do you have any El Paso County Courthouse employees that have experienced paranormal activity there at the courthouse?
Yeah, we'll put you on the silly phone.
Yeah.
We won't even say
sure.
your name.
No, not at all. Besides, you probably have already, you know, people know.
Yeah.
People that work there know.
Sure.
I hear the whispers. or the whispers.
Oh.
880-9393. No, for real. For real.
I know.
You know, that way, next time, you know, when the commissioners get together to spend money on this, you can tell them, hey, yo,
no
it ain't
point.
That.
Yeah.
It's Chewy. Because I think that's the name of the ghost.
Chewy.
I think that's what employees have nicknamed the ghost over the years.
Well, we need to know.
I think. I don't know.
880-9393.
Like I said, this happened like back in 2010, around, give or take, sometime yeah. around. So, I mean, you know, my facts could be wrong.
Hmm.
Hopefully, the ghostess's name is PFAS, but I think it's Chewy. I don't know. Here's how bad the flu has been here in our area. The El Paso Las Cruces area is ranked number one in the nation for the most flu activity, according to the weekly Walgreens Flu Index.
Whoa.
Yeah. You heard already that we're experiencing four times more confirmed flu cases than this time last year.
Right.
Last week, 354 confirmed cases of the flu were reported, compared to something like 74 cases the year before.
Well, and hers kicked back around.
Yeah.
And got her again.
Right.
She came in yesterday and she looked like death.
She did.
And I was like, girl, what are it's you? What's
good
the
thing
matter?
She was already wearing black.
I know, right? And she was like, I don't know. She said, last night I started coughing again and sneezing and my body is killing me. And I'm
it's
like,
it's not even over yet, because according to the infection control manager with UMC, we still have a few more weeks of high flu activity.
Eek.
So maybe another 2 to 4 weeks of high flu activity.
I'm going to whisper this because I don't want the flu bug to hear me.
Okay.
I've been so lucky this year.
I know.
Usually I have it at
You haven't
least
even
once.
Had that throat thing going
nothing,
on.
Nothing. I'll be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I credit it to the tea I'm drinking.
Oh, stop with the tea already. I don't even know
true.
You anymore.
It's
Just
true.
Stop with the tea. It's not the tea. Okay?
Drink the tea it's and not eat, the tea. Eat the cookies. Eat the brownies.
Eat the brownies. Drink the tea. Here's what you need to do, though.
Okay.
Here's what you need to do. You got to avoid these top five most active spots.
Okay.
All right? Because this is where the germs love them.
Yeah.
They love them, these top five places, according to the Weather Channel. An office, any office, including your office.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Lots of people in close proximity. Lots of people touching things that you touch, like keyboards and such.
Recycled air. Yeah.
Public restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Elevators and escalators,
mm-hmm.
again, you know, because
Everybody's
people touch
touching.
Stuff, either the buttons
I'm
or in
touching.
The escalators, you know, they hold on to the rails
right.
Because they don't want to be eaten when they get to the top,
right?
Because that's what escalators do, man. A doctor's office, ironically,
I know,
is one
I
of
know.
The top five places to catch the flu or some kind of a virus.
Yeah.
And restaurants, again, because of the close proximity
yeah.
of a bunch of people and people coughing
uh-huh.
and kids running around touching things. So, according to the infection control manager at UMC, you got to start washing your hands more, man.
That's I'm looking at you.
Now, the reason I don't get sick is because I don't wash my hands. My body's already done, kicked everything to the curb.
You've got an invisible hazmat suit
yeah,
on.
Yeah, for the most part. Right, yeah. And she says you got to do that whole soap and water thing for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
30 seconds. And just so, in case you don't, you know, want to keep looking at your wristwatch or your cell phone, they say that the best way is to hum the happy birthday song twice.
Right.
Hum the happy birthday song twice. Twice while you're, you know, getting everything, the top, the bottom, between the fingers and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff. And that should be around 30 seconds, which is what you got
to
do.
Right. And it sounds like when you're doing it, you're thinking to yourself, man, this is a lot of, you know, a
yeah.
long time.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
And then it works best if you end it with, you look like a monkey and you smell like one too. Okay? That's the best one that will work.
It helps.
It does.
It does.
It works better than, you know, than the traditional happy birthday. Mike and Tricia mornings on 93.1 KISS FM. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the more you know.
KISS FM.
Yes, today's National Pie Day.
Dude.
What kind of pie?
Oh, cherry pie.
That's your favorite pie?
Yeah.
Cheese my cherry pie.
I love cherry pie because they're usually tart,
uh-huh.
and then the crust is sweet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
And don't be putting anything on my plate.
No?
Don't be putting any whipped cream or mm-hmm. ice cream. I'm a purist.
Yeah.
I want some pie. That's all I want.
You like it raw?
They do.
What kind of pie? According to a new survey, in honor of today being National Pie Day, here are Americans' five favorite pies. You ready?
Okay.
Apple, pumpkin, chocolate, pecan or pecan, and then cherry.
Yeah.
Those are the five favorite pies.
I know. The good thing about having cherry pie as your favorite pie is chances are you're the only one who's got that, you know, flavor, you know, wish.
Right.
And so you make a cherry pie and nobody else is going to eat it.
Well, I don't believe that's true if it's the fifth most popular pie in America.
Yeah, but if you see, you do what I do. You make a couple of apple pies and a cherry pie.
I see.
And everybody's like, ooh, apple pie, ice cream?
You're distracted.
Absolutely.
There
I'll have some
go.
Of that.
I
and
like
then by
that.
The time they get around to the cherry pie, they're like, oh, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
See?
Gotta think,
I
man.
I like the way you think.
Always thinking about myself and my needs.
I'm a peach kind of guy. Peach didn't even make the top 10.
Peach, really?
Yes.
Wow.
I love peach pie.
Now that
peach pie is the best, and hardly anybody eats peach pie.
I don't like warm peaches.
I love peach pie.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I don't like it warm. I don't like it. I don't like any of my pies warm.
No? Oh, I do. Oh,
no,
I have to have it warm.
No, thank you.
No matter what. And see, that's why I don't like cream pies, like chocolate cream pies and stuff like that.
Right. Mm-mm. What about lemon meringue?
Okay, now I do love me a lemon meringue, and I make the world's best lemon meringue pie.
Yeah?
I do.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since you're bragging so much, then you should bring some for the rest of the class. Yeah, and I like it probably for the same reason you like cherry pie, because of its tartness.
Right, yeah.
I love tart. Mm-hmm. I do. And tarts, for that matter. So, yeah. Although, I will never turn down any of the other pies that we've discussed.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
You know?
But you know what? Pumpkin pie? That's the only pie I like something on the side with. It's got to be whipped cream.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's got to be turkey with me.
And it's got and it's got to be the whipped cream out of the can.
Sure.
The one time I won't eat, like, real whipped cream is with pumpkin pie. It's got to be the fake out-of-the-can whipped cream.
You're talking about the one that, you know, people use the way they're not supposed to? That like that type, not the type that you...
No, in the can.
Yeah, like the Ready Whip, right?
Yeah,
it's called Ready Whip, isn't it? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, they do.
I didn't know
I don't mean for that. Oh, you perv.
Well, like that's what you said.
No. Isn't that what they use? Like, what do the kids call it? Whippet? Whippets? Whippets?
Oh, Whippets? Yeah, to get high.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. To get high because
get high.
I had pie. Because I had pie. Because I had pie. I used my Ready Whip, and then I got high. Oh, my God. Stop it.
I'm
that's
just
enough.
Keeping it real.
That's enough. Kiss FM. Neil Diamond's retiring.
I know.
He was on my bucket list, man.
He was, and he was still touring.
Yeah.
And he had to cancel the rest of his last tour.
Yeah, it was his 50th anniversary tour. He's been doing it for 50 years.
Yep. He's in his early 70s, yeah.
Wow. What's the deal?
He got diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Oh.
And he said it's progressed so rapidly and it's taken so much out of him.
Yeah.
That he's just like, can't do it. He just can't do it. So.
So no touring, but does that mean he's still going to be making music?
He is. He said he's going to continue to write and record music, and he'll continue to make appearances. He just won't. Mm-hmm. He just won't tour anymore.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. That's good to hear. You know how good?
How good?
So good. So good.
I knew it. The minute I asked it, I'm like, no, don't do it, Michael. Don't do it.
I know, but I sure went a long way for that, didn't
you
I?
You did. Wow. Lord.
I know. I know. Please forgive me, but you know you're going to use that one later, so stop it already, because you know you are. Kiss FM.
Coincided with today's story about the tsunami watch.
Right.
It was Alaska, right?
Uh-huh.
You remember a couple of weeks ago, Hawaii had that missile launch thing.
Oh, that's
you
right.
That? You remember that?
Yes.
Well, here's the story that coincides with that. You know that missile alert update? Turns out, according to the governor himself, it was delayed because he forgot his Twitter password.
Dude, yeah. I totally, yeah. totally yeah. feel the same.
They knew 2 minutes into it that this thing was a mistake.
Right.
But they couldn't hit up social media to alert everyone that it was a mistake for 40 minutes because they couldn't remember the password.
And they couldn't reset it?
And it takes time to reset things.
Oh, my God.
Across all platforms.
Oh.
Do you have a forgot my password horror story?
Yes, here at work.
What happened?
We were like literally 20 seconds away from getting started.
Uh-huh.
And I still could not get into my computer because I couldn't remember my stupid password to unlock my screen, you know? And I didn't want to tell you, and
You mean like getting started, like to do the news?
No, yes, like we were getting, like you were playing the opening music for the news, and I had done nothing because I couldn't get into, because we have these things called production rooms here in the station.
Yeah.
We've got two of them.
Right.
And so they've got computers, right? And you can do a bunch of stuff. That's where we cut commercials
that's
stuff.
That's where we go to product.
Yeah, product. And then we've got computers here. Well, you had already gotten into your computers over here on mm-hmm. on your side of the board, mm-hmm. of the soundboard. And I had been trying desperately to try to get into my stupid computer.
Yeah.
And I was working with our engineer who was up at the mountain.
Uh-oh.
And he couldn't come down here to unlock
it. Of course not. No. No.
It was a mess. And so I just like winged it.
Yeah. And you can't reset it if you can't get on.
No. Yeah.
If
and
you can't log on, you can't reset it.
Yeah.
So.
And this was like maybe 2 years in. And so I'm like, oh my God, he's gonna fire my butt.
So you were still like a little deer. You
yes.
were like a fawn. You were still like all wide eyed and scared of everything.
They're gonna fire me.
Right.
This is it, man.
Right,
they're gonna fire me. First I dump a latte all over the soundboard and now I can't get into my stupid computer. So you didn't see me, but I was over here on this side of the board reading out of the newspaper. Just winging it, man. Just winging it. And it took another 15 minutes before my stupid computer would reset.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you try too many times, it locks you
out.
It
locks you out.
Yes.
And that's what happened.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude.
Oh, no.
I was desperate. I was desperate.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.